Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy.
child of light. When my soul was dry and I needed rain, the waters of life, you became for me.
To meet your needs.
Calvary. Praise God. Greg, I want you to sing that last verse again, please. It was Dr. Pentecost who stated, when the Lord told Moses, when he asked, whom shall I say has sent me? The Lord said to the great lawgiver, you tell them I am that I am has sent you. And let me tell you, what he was then, he still is today. Thank you, Greg. Mama, praise God.
perfect, tried and pure. You are healer, you are the cure, redeemer of the lost and cold. You're the sovereign Lord of all, your creator of earth and stone. You're the maker of flesh and bone. You're Jehovah all-powerful. Your freedom worth fighting for. Come what may, you're worthy of glory. Come what may, you're worthy of praise. All we are is glory's reflection. We'll bless your name. We'll bless your name. We'll bless your name. We'll bless your name. And your kindness unmatchable. There's grace for guilt. There's grace for all. You are light for the path unknown. And Lord, without you, where will we go? You're the way, hey, our open door. Woo! To hear heaven from earth below. You're defender.
before worship here.
So you gave us these crowns. We'll lay them back down before you. So you gave us these songs. We'll give them right back to you. Every breath we breathe is yours. Every song we sing is yours. Every song we sing is yours. We give it all to you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you. Almighty God, we adore you. Almighty God, we worship you. Almighty God, we lift the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus, 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 Jesus Christ up. We bless you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We adore you, Almighty God, the Father, and the Holy Ghost. We say thank you. Oh God, if we had millions and trillions of tongues, that's not enough to say thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Oh God, we say thank you to the depths of our souls. We say thank you. Oh God, we went to sleep last night, but you send your angels to wake us up. So we thank you for giving us another chance to live a life that is pleasing to you, to reach souls for Christ, to touch the lives of others in the name of Jesus. The time, oh God, to spend with our family and friends, oh God, that our lives exemplify Jesus Christ. We thank you. Thank you for we are in the right mind, oh God. Oh God, we thank you that we can go to the bathroom. We thank you that we can do things for ourselves. We thank you, Lord, that we can walk, we can talk, we can see. Oh God, that things we take for granted. We thank you that we don't have to wait for someone to give us a bath. We can bathe ourselves. Thank you that we have nothing in us, no poly catheter. Thank you that we are not eating from GG cubes. That we can eat our food through our mouths. Thank you, Lord, that we are not on any oxygen respirator, any of those things. We said thank you. The things we take for granted. Thank you, Lord, that we have a place to stay. We have food to eat. We have clothing. We have shelter. Thank you, Lord. It is only by your grace. Thank you, Lord. We don't take those things for granted. Thank you that we have jobs. We have finances. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You are our shepherd, Lord. We bless you. Most importantly, we thank you that we can come into fellowship with Jesus through the Holy Ghost. Thank you for reconciling us back to God, Jesus. Thank you for giving us a second chance, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, that you love the world. You love us, that you sent your only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. We thank you, oh God, for sending Jesus. We thank you for salvation. And Jesus, we thank you. You said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will send you the Holy Spirit who will lead you and guide you into all truth. So we thank you for the Holy Ghost. We thank you for the Holy Spirit leading us. We thank you for the Holy Spirit guiding us. We thank you for the Holy Spirit leading and guiding us into all truth. We thank you. We bless your name. We adore you. We worship you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for our children. We thank you for our grandchildren. Oh, God, great-grandchildren, family, friends, spouses. Oh, God, we thank you. We bless your name. We praise you, oh, God. We worship you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Jesus, we say thank you. Holy Spirit, we surrender our lives to you. We ask you to have your way in our lives. Take preeminence. Take preeminence. Show us the steps to take and the steps not to take. Lead and guide us. Teach us. Holy Spirit, you are our friend, our confidant, our senior partner. We are totally dependent on you. You are a lifeline. So Holy Spirit, have your way in this service. Have your way in this ministry. have your way in our lives, in our lives of our families, in the name of Jesus. Have your way. Lord, we come to the throne of grace. And we ask you, Lord, for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and sin of commission in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto each and every one of us. In the name of Jesus, we pray for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Forgive us. We truly repent of all that we have done that's not pleasing to you. Forgive us, O God. Have mercy upon us, O God. Let the blood of Jesus wash us, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We soak our spirit, soul, and body in the blood of Jesus. Wash and wash away our sins. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood. The blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. We soak our children, grandchildren in the blood of Jesus, great-grand in the blood of Jesus, spouses. We soak our siblings, our nieces, our nephews in the blood of Jesus, our parents in the blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. We apply the blood of Jesus to the work of our hands. We apply the blood of Jesus to our possessions. We apply the blood of Jesus to our children's lives, to their dwelling places, to our dwelling places. We apply the blood of Jesus to the doorposts of our hearts. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. Father God, the blood of Jesus. We speak healing to our bodies through the blood of Jesus. Release the blood, O God, to heal us in the name of Jesus, to make us whole in the name of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the sanctification in the blood, the justification in the blood of Jesus. O God, we thank you for your precious blood in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, teach us to love as you love us. Teach us to walk in your ways. Oh, Father God, lead us in the paths of truth and righteousness. Teach us how to be compassionate. Teach us how to have humility. Teach us how to love as you love, love one another as you love us. Teach us how to forgive one another as you forgive us. Give us a heart like yours, Jesus. Oh, God, take away the hearts of stone and give us your heart of flesh. We need new hearts, oh, God, the heart of flesh. In the name of Jesus, teach us how to embrace you in your love. Teach us how to embrace one another in the love of Christ. Teach us how to look at others as you look at us, O God. In the name of Jesus, teach us what to say and what not to say. Teach us, O God. We are totally dependent on you. And we need you every step of the way. So lead us and guide us and teach us. Oh, Holy Spirit, help us in our journey of life. We cannot make it on this journey in our human minds and mindset, but we can make it through the Holy Spirit leading and guiding us. Let the mind of Christ be in us. Oh, Father God, renew our minds. Elevate our minds in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, if our minds are not renewed, we cannot go to the next level. Let the mind of Christ be in us. Give us move higher to trust you, to live totally dependent on you. Oh God, let us hunger and thirst after your righteousness so that we may be filled. Teach us, Almighty God. And Father, we also pray for our children, oh God. We pray for our grandchildren, oh God. We pray for children that do not know Jesus as their Lord and personal Savior. We pray for salvation to come to the children, to those in our home, our household, any child in our family, the grandchildren that do not know Jesus. We pray for their salvation in the name of Jesus. Father, you are God. There is nothing too hard for you to do. We trust you. We love you. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for this wonderful week that is ahead of us, that we're starting, oh God. Father God, we pray for greater grace for this week in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we pray for a mighty move of the Holy Ghost. We release the blood of Jesus in this week, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we destroy every work of darkness, seen and unseen, known and unknown, that have come against our lives and destiny. In the name of Jesus, we decree, declare, and prophesy that this week will hear only the voice of Almighty God concerning our lives and destiny. In the name of Jesus, only the counsel of Almighty God shall prevail. In the name of Jesus, no weapon fashioned against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rise against us in judgment shall be condemned. In the name of Jesus, oh God, empower us by your Holy Spirit. Oh, empower us. Help us, Holy Ghost. We need you. We need you. We need you. Holy Spirit, your light shine in every area of our lives. Let there be light. Move upon the face of our lives. Let there be light, oh God. In the name of Jesus, illuminate our eyes. Open our eyes, oh God, like you did with Saul, oh God, on the road to Damascus, where Jesus appeared to him, oh God, and he was illuminated. His eyes were illuminated in the name of Jesus, that you closed his physical eyes and gave him spiritual eyes, and then you call him, oh God, to preach and teach the gospel. Oh Lord, that he wrote most of the books in the New Testament. Oh Father God, and he, from then on, he lived a life that was pleasing to you. He exalted the name of Jesus. He lived the word of God. He received the word of God. Once his eyes was open, his spiritual eyes were open. Open our spiritual eyes. Apostle thought he was doing the right thing. Saul, when he was killing and persecuting the Christians, he was following the law of Moses. He thought he was doing the right thing until you open his eyes. Lord, open our eyes. Sometimes we think we got it all right. But unless you open our eyes, we'll not be able to see, walk in the Spirit, to see through the eyes of Almighty God, through Jesus Christ. who think we're doing right when we're doing wrong. We think we're doing wrong when we're doing right because the eye, our spiritual eyes have not been opened. But let the Lord open each and every one of us spiritual eyes. Give us understanding. Give us revelation with understanding. Give us counsel. Give us reverential fear of the Lord. Give us knowledge in the name of Jesus. Increase our faith and trust in you in our walk. Father, so this week, we release this week concerning our lives, concerning the lives of our children, grandchildren, parents, spouses, into your hands. The Lord Almighty, we say thank you. Thank you, Jesus. We adore you. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Good morning once again to everyone. Let us look at Isaiah 58. And then later on, when you have time, you can meditate on that scripture in the name of Jesus, because we have stayed above. Tomorrow will be the 19th day, and Tuesday is the 20th day. And so God is taking us to another level of the fasting, amen, and the prayers. He's taking us to another level. So I want you to be expectant to receive what he's about to do for the next 20th day. We have 20 more days. So just be in tune so you can receive what the Lord has in store for you and for your family members and those that you are praying for and those that we are praying for in the name of Jesus. Psalm 58 says, I'm reading from the New King James Version. In fact, I'd like to read from, well, let me read from the King James Version. I'm sorry. Cry aloud. This is how you fast. Cry aloud and fear not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet and show my people their transgressions and the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways as a nation that did righteousness and forsake not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching to God. Wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our souls, and thou takest no knowledge? Behold, in the day of your fast, you find pleasure and exact all your labors. Behold, you fast for strife and debate, and to smite with the fist of wickedness. Ye shall not fast as ye do this day, to make your voice to be heard on high. Is it such a fast that I have chosen? Is it thou I have chosen? A day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow his head as bold rush and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Will thou call this a fast and an acceptable day of the Lord? Is not this fast that I have chosen? Is not this the fast that I have chosen to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke? Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, that thou hide not thyself from thy own flesh? Then shall thy light break forth in the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Thou shalt call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, here I am. If thou take away from the midst of this yoke the putting forth of the finger and speaking vanity, and if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and mix fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water whose waters fill not. And they that shall be of thee shall build the old ways. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of bridge, the restorer of the dwelling. If thou turn away from thy foot from the Sabbath of doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord honorable, and shall honor him, not doing thy own ways, nor finding thy pleasure, nor speaking thy own words, then shall thou delight thyself in the Lord. And I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob, thy father, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. When God is calling us to fast, or fasting and pray, he wants us to do it the proper way. Isaiah 58 will tell you exactly what God wants us to do as we fast and pray. As I suggest, before we even go further in this, I'm going to go through it tomorrow and on Wednesday, line by line, precept by precept, and whatever Bible you have, if you look in the message, or the Amplified, and different Bibles, you will see it in different references, how God wants us to do these things. Let me read it from the Message, and then we're close. I'm reading it from the Message Bible. Shout, a full-throated shout. Hold nothing back. A trumpet blast shout. Tell my people what's wrong with their lives. Face my family, check up with their sins. They're busy at worship and love standing all about me. To all appearances, they're a nation of right living people, law abiding, God honoring. They ask, what's the right thing to do? And love having me on their side. But they also complain. Why do we fast and you don't look our way? Why do we humble ourselves and you don't even notice? Well, here's why. The bottom line on your fast days is profit. You drive your employees much too hard. You fast and you bicker and fight. You fast, but you swing a mean fist. The kind of fasting you do wouldn't get your prayers off the ground. Do you think this is the kind of fast day I'm after? A day to show off humility, to put a pious long face and parade around solemnly in black? Do you call that fasting? A fast day that I, God, would like? This is the kind of fast I'm after. Verse 6, to break the chains of injustice, get rid of exploitation in the workplace, feel the oppressed, cancel death. What I'm interested in, seeing you do is sharing your food with the hungry, inviting the homeless poor into your homes, putting clothes on shivering ill clad, being available to your own families. Do this, and the lights will turn on, and your lives will turn around at once. Your righteousness will pave your way. The God of glory will secure your passage. Then when you pray, God will answer. You call out for help, and I say, here I am. If you get rid of unfair practices, quit blaming victims, quit gossiping about people's sins. If you are generous with the hungry and start giving yourself to the down and out, your lives will begin to glow in darkness. Your shadowed lives will be bathed in sunlight. I will always show you where to go. I'll give you a life full of the emptiest of places, firm muscles, strong bones. You will be like a water garden, a gurgling spring that never runs dry. You use the old rubble of past life to build anew. Rebuild the foundations from out of your past. You'll be known as those who can fix anything, restore old ruins, rebuild and renovate, make the community livable again. If you watch your step out on the Sabbath and don't use my holy day for personal advantage, if you treat the Sabbath as a day of joy, holy day of celebration, if you honor it by refusing business as usual, making money, running here and there, then you'll be free to enjoy God. Or I'll make you ride high and soar above it all. I'll make you feast on the inheritance of your ancestors, Jacob. Yes, God says so. So I read from the Message Bible. You can read it from your Bible, Isaiah 58. God will show you every version, how we fast, what we fast, how we fast, how we do it. Amen. For those prayers that we pray to be answered. It is not my word. It is the word of God, and that we all, including myself, have to heed to. God place more accountability on the person, the teacher that bringing the word, the pastor, the apostles, the bishop, or whoever in the fivefold ministry. God will judge us more harshly than he judged the others, because he expects that who much is given, more is expected. So that's why I don't even worry about why people worry about pastors and leaders, because we will be judged more harshly than you will be. Hallelujah, because God expects for us to do it and know it better. Amen, in the name of Jesus. So take your time and read this 58 through it for the next 2 days by God's grace. And then we start hitting the 21st day of the fast. We move forward. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. I'm going to call this, and it's not for everyone. It's for those who want to pray about it or let it be in your heart to do it in the name of Jesus. I'm going to do starting from 3 p.m. today. If you want to join me, you can join me. Text me and tell me if you want to join me. Starting from 3 p.m. today, I'm going to do a 24-hour liquid fast. 24 hours liquid fast. I'm going deeper from 3 p.m. today to 3 p.m. tomorrow. 24-hour liquid fast. That means you can drink your water, you can drink your teas, you can drink your juices. Make sure you don't have sugar or too much sugar. You know, it's not good to even have sugar. But if you do, please be minimal with it. We are going, if you want to join me, you are welcome. I'm going deeper, 3 p.m. Today I start, and I will be on the line at 3 p.m. It's liquid fast for 24 hours, 3 p.m. today, and we end at 3 p.m. on Monday. So if you want to join, just text me and let me know. Liquid fast. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you and we thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor. Almighty God, we lift up your name. We thank you for this word in Isaiah 58. Holy Spirit, as we read it, open our eyes and help us, O Holy Spirit, to fast appropriately. And Father God, as we begin, those who are joining me, and Lord, as we can begin just this 24 hours liquid fast, O God, we pray, O God, that you will open our eyes to deeper revelation concerning our lives, concerning our families, concerning those that we are ministering to. Oh God, we pray for divine activation as we do the 24-hour liquid fast, oh God, against the spirit of death, that there will be no premature death, no early death. Oh God, children, our family members, our spouses, oh God, household members will live to declare the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living in the name of Jesus. That no one will leave this world before their time. And so, Father God, that you will heed our voice, protect our children in the name of Jesus. Father God, as we pray for our children also during these 24 hours deeper, for our children and grandchildren, for supernatural protection, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that there will not be a prey for the enemy. And Lord, the third thing, as we pray for activation of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we can use the gifts and talents to bring glory and honor to your name in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you. When you said to do this, you told me this yesterday that we should do it, that I should do it, and ask those who want to do it. You give me these three. Pray against the spirit of death. Pray for the children and pray for activation of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. So we thank you, Lord. And we know that your grace is sufficient for us as we go through these 24 hours, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Greater grace, greater grace, greater grace, oh God. Empower us. Help us. We need you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever, ever, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Only if you can do it, do it. If you're on medication, don't do it. Please, hallelujah, don't harm yourself. For those who can do it, I will be on the line at 3 p.m. Take the communion, and we begin from 3 p.m. today and end at 3 p.m. tomorrow. 24 hours liquid juices, teas. You can drink your tea, minimal sugar. You can even do liquid soup, but do not put meat and chicken in it. Do not put meat and chicken in your soup if you're going to do soups. If anything, you can use minimal fish, but do put, for those who want to do it for their own medication, you can put fish in it, but don't put Please don't put meat and chicken if you want to do it, but I'm going to do it straight with just liquid. But no soup, but God bless each and every one of you. Have a wonderful and blessed day. For those who are joining me, I'll be on at 3 o'clock. So start the fast. You have a wonderful day. Amen. Thank you.